Welcome to February, Black History Month. I was going to talk about Black history and stuff, but since it's the love month, I'm going to talk about both of them, and I haven't really had the energy to, do a podcast because of the recent passing of somebody I loved and hold dear, and they used to always talk about how they were so undeserving. So that's what we're going to cover today about why would somebody feel that way, feel like they're undeserving. Everyone is deserving. The hard subject because just trying to get over this death and stuff, but I used to always tell them that you're always deserving. If the right person love you the way they supposed to love you, you're always deserving. It doesn't have to be materialistic. It could be physical. It could be mental. It could be spiritually. It could be anything that elevates you to a new level of life that gives you a reason to go on, give you a new reason to live. These are the things that I'm talking about when I say you are deserving. And of course, you can spoil. There's nothing wrong with spoiling someone because you love them. You know, you want to make sure that they're taken care of. Want to make sure they're smiling every day. Feel appreciated. No one wants to feel unappreciated, especially in a relationship where they feel like it's one-sided. A relationship, no matter if it's a friendship, marriage, or whatever, no one, and I mean no one, is above being deserving. But, let's talk about this for a few minutes, get deeper into it. I know I say a lot, but yes, the hard part is for someone to be in a previous relationship and they feel like they're doing all the footwork, everything, where they're looking for love, they're looking for appreciation, and when they're not getting it, it's a psychological thing where these people that you think love you are dragging you down slowly and you don't realize you're being dragged down slowly. But they're pulling you down. They're killing your flame. They don't want you to be bright. They don't want your flame basically to shine brighter than theirs, not knowing that by making your light shine bright, their light's going to shine bright. People don't understand that that flames, they can get bigger as you increase the oxygen around it. So if you feed this flame, guess what? It's going to grow. So that's basically the same thing with your relationship when you're deserving. The more love and appreciation you give this person, the more you get in return. People can try to fake it, but you can't fake the way you really feel about somebody. If you're really feeling this person, no matter how genuine you want to make it feel like you're not feeling this person. If you're feeling this person, it's going to be known, and you're going to show it through actions. You're going to want to show public display of affection, PDA, as they would say, or you'll send flowers, send nice little texts, leave little notes around the home, call them just to see how they're doing. You know, just it's the little things that make the relationship turn into more. And if you keep doing those little things, you know, it's going to be more appreciated. So why not? So if you love this person and they know you love them, the output they give you is going to be tremendous. So there's no reason for you under any circumstances make anyone feel unappreciated, ever. You know, just listening to this person talk, and I could tell in the tone of their voice, they wasn't used to someone actually being there for them when they said it was going to be there for them, actually doing things for them when they said they were going to do things for them. You know, people feel like they have to do everything on their own, and people want something in return. I never asked for anything in return. They used to always say, "What do you want?" I don't do nothing for you. How can you say that I'm doing something for you? You are, because you're happy. And as long as you're happy, I'm happy. So if you're sad or feeling disappointed, you know, that weighs on me too, because that means I'm not doing my job. And if I'm not doing my job, then I need to step it up. You know, they always say the term apply pressure. Yes, you need to apply pressure. You need to show your woman off, your man off. If your man and your woman is this great person, let it be known. Don't be afraid to, you know, not show them off. Let these people out here know that this is the person that makes me feel the way I feel. This is the person that makes me feel happy. This is the person that makes me get up every day to live again. This is the person you want in your life. You don't want somebody in your life that's selfish. And what I mean by that, it doesn't have to be materialistic, once again, but selfish with their time, selfish with their emotions, you know, stuff like that. That weighs on a person's mental. They be like, well, if they doing all this, then they really don't care about me. So what's the point? So the relationship fails. And then they blame, well, you're not doing this for me. You're not doing that for me. You used to do this for me. You used to do that for me. They always say whatever it took to get her is the same thing that's going to take to keep her. So if you were spoiling her with love and affection and all this other stuff, guess what? You're going to have to continually do that. Do not listen to somebody who doesn't apply those same rules to their life, because somebody who's not loving their mate or doing what they need to do with their mate can't give you advice, because guess what? They're failing. So two failures don't make a right. So find people who want to elevate you at all times. I don't give a care. You can have the worst day ever. You just want to hug them, just grab them and just squeeze them tight and whisper in their ear like, you're deserving. I love you. This is your day. What's going on? Talk to me. These things matter. People don't think those things matter, but they matter. Just listening to a person's day goes a long way. They feel a lot of pressure off their shoulders. So if you can't do that, then what's the point? You got to have some type of situation where you can make this person feel grateful to be with you. But if you're being selfish with your time and being, you know, snotty about, you know, I don't want to listen to you, I can't tell you this right now and this and that and all that. Yeah. Leave that person, because you don't need that type of person in your life, because all they're going to do is be an anchor instead of being a parachute. I've never seen nobody swim back up from having their feet wrapped up in chains with an anchor. I never seen nobody fall down to the ground or back to earth faster than something heavy tied to their foot like an anchor. So stop looking for anchors and look for parachutes and wings. Look for somebody to elevate you above the clouds, not get mad because you're in the clouds. People who get mad about your situation and being happy, those people need to go. Because you don't need to tolerate that. Your life matters too. So if they don't think your life matters, yeah, get out. Because all they're going to do is bring you nothing but pain. And they're going to keep bringing you pain. You know the reason why? because they don't think you are deserving. Everybody is deserving. You just have to find the right person to show you you are deserving. We're going to take a little quick break and I'll be back and we'll continue on this subject and love and stuff. And I'm going to talk about elevating, you know, elevating your woman and your man. And, you know, I'm going to give you some tips on how to do that. Take a commercial break. We're back for the second part. And we were talking about deserving. This young lady I was talking to, she didn't believe she deserved love. She didn't believe she deserved happiness. She just didn't believe she deserved anything. She just wasn't used to it. So I had to show her that she was worth it and she deserved everything, because the ones previous to me treated her as if she didn't deserve anything. And her outtake on love was, love don't pay bills, love don't feed me. Of course those things don't. But to have someone love you, to be in love with you, it makes everything a lot easier to handle, where you're not handling it by yourself, because you're just not used to that. And when you're not used to something, you fight it and fight it and fight it and fight it until eventually you give in. Eventually she gave in and she see how happy she was and she just stopped stressing. But I had to learn that all on my own, on how to better treat a woman and what love is, what real love is. I know most folks look at like Romeo and Juliet and all these other love stories, and possibly the movies like The Notebook and stuff like that. But I learned what real love and loss felt like when I seen this movie called Odd Thomas. And at the end of the movie, the young man thought he saved his girlfriend, fiance, wife, whoever she was. He thought he saved her. And the pain of loss, of losing someone you love so much, it had a great effect on him. It affected his mind and his heart. So while everyone else was, know that she was gone and she wasn't coming back, he put this illusion in his head that she survived that day. And the realization come when he looked around and seen her walk out the door and she wasn't there anymore. And the breakdown was like so mentally draining. After watching that, I told myself that I couldn't lose nobody like that, because it would probably mentally destroy me, probably break my heart to the point where I probably didn't want to live anymore either. And I never thought that day would happen, and it happened. And just like the young man, Odd Thomas, except the only difference is my mind know that she's gone, but my heart won't accept it. So if you have somebody great in your life that's treating you well, treating you like you're everything, stick with that person. That person generally loves you. That person might not have a lot to give you, but they're giving you something that the next person probably won't.
I know a lot of people in this new age type of relationships want money, only want money, because, excuse me, because earlier in their life, they probably experienced some type of hardship that caused them to, you know, not want love anymore. They don't want love if this the type of love they're going to be getting every time they choose a guy that fits their check boxes. But not every guy that check all the boxes is generally a good person. So you just can't go by that. That's just something you just can't do, you know. So just because someone checks all the boxes physically doesn't mean they check all the boxes mentally, spiritually. Make sure those people that you choose also check those boxes too. Not just the physical aspects, but the spiritual aspects too, and the mental aspects. And make sure these people are going to be good to your kids. Make sure these people are going to be good to you. You know, make sure these people are going to set great examples for your kids or for you, you know, to show how much they love you, how much they care for you. I know they say action speaks louder than words, but sometimes a simple word and a simple gesture goes hand in hand. So if you got those things, you know, give it. And ladies, don't ever let a man devalue you. Men, don't ever let a woman devalue you. You know your worth. Do not let somebody guilt you into devaluing yourself to take them back for them to treat you like crap and continue to treat you like crap. Then you finally meet somebody who treats you like gold and silver and all these rare metals and things, and you don't know how to accept it because you never had it. So what you do is you go out and do something stupid to cause you to lose all that. And that sucks. So before all that happens, get out of a relationship if that's going to be the end results, because no one wants to be alone, but nobody wants to be a fool either. But this is going to be my final podcast on love this month, until probably another time when a good topic pops up. But I'm going to generally talk about different topics, you know, covering different things to get your mind going, make you ask some questions. You can even ask some questions. Do you want to be on the show? You can absolutely be on the show. I don't mind debating with anybody, talking with anybody, sit down, any of those things. But the general topic of the day was valuing yourself and knowing what you deserve. This is Gator Bites signing out. Peace.